proclamation number 8734 dated the January 24, 1964. Emergence of the Antitrust. Not much time will pass before my adversary assumes his last dominion on this earth. But prior to this I will still speak with the voice of thunder, so that a few may still find their way to me in utmost adversity, who then will remain faithful to me because my obvious help enabled them to recognize me and who therefore will not let go of their faith in me again. Yet there will only be a few, and therefore my adversary will wield great power, for the extensive natural disaster will cause people such severe hardship that they will join anyone who promises his help to end their misery. And one person will do so. He will win everyone over for himself who has not handed himself over to me, for my own will keep away from him, being mindful of my admonitions and warnings that the great battle of faith is about to happen, which will be incited by my adversary. Worldly people, however, will cheer him, for he will know how to dazzle them, and he will accomplish things which will make them inclined to believe in a supernatural power. And precisely the fact that all unbelievers accept him as ruler and savior from their earthly hardship proves that my adversary himself is involved, that he, as my adversary, avails himself of an earthly shell in order to be able to have a free hand. And you, who belong to my own, will ask yourselves why I put up with this dominion of his and won't bring him down. It is his last great campaign on this earth which will also bring about the ultimate end. He will instigate the flare-up of the last battle in which you will have to prove yourselves, because it is the last decision before I come myself to save my own. The earlier natural disaster had evoked a greater will to live in people, and anyone who had survived will try to acquire worldly goods again by any means, to attain earthly prosperity, and this striving will be supported by my adversary, who thus will find a huge number of followers. And he indeed knows how to deceive people about his true nature. They will see in him someone endowed with extraordinary strength, whom they unreservedly trust and give the right to issue instructions which they blindly obey. And he will have so many supporters that the small flock of devout people, who recognize him and his true colors, will be enabled to defend themselves from his attacks. But precisely because of this they will recognize him, that he wants to eradicate people's faith in Jesus Christ, that he wants to occupy the highest throne himself and have people worship him. And so they will, because he will achieve true works of wonder with his remaining power. And you will know him when he appears. But first the world will be plunged into fear by the magnitude of a natural disaster, through which I will reveal myself to people. And directly afterwards he will appear and promise help and improvement from this enormous chaos. He will find many followers because people are ready for their downfall. They would recognize him and appeal to me for protection from him and his machinations. Not much time will pass before he appears, who at first will emerge under the cover of piety and yet very soon divulge his true nature. People, however, will be easily deluded and he will have a simple game with them. They effortlessly relinquish their faith in a God because they were hard hit by the natural event and are willing to place my greatest enemy and opponent onto the highest throne, who embodies himself and his characteristics in a human being in order to set the final course of action on this earth in motion, to wage open battle against me and my own, against all faith and all justice. For only his supporters will be provided by him with the means to live, whilst my own will be threatened with death. Yet he shall find his Lord in me as soon as his time is up, and for the sake of my own I will shorten this time. I myself will come to save them from greatest adversity and his dominion will end. He, together with his followers, will be bound again for a long time. And a new era of peace and harmony will start again, where love shall reign and my adversary's activity will be prevented, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.